Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Remember, we have a whole fucking Disney Channel musical review.
It literally moves me to immediately raise from the couch and twerk.
Look at his face. Look at those cheekbones. Look at his eyes.
His eyes.
Look at his mouth.
A
credits.
Thousand Years by Christina Perry.
Then everything changed when the Fire Nation attacked.
You know where to find me. I'll be in my room sobbing.
And I was like, it's not going to be that type of thing.
No, it's going to be much worse.
Fangirl Central.
Welcome back to another episode of Fangirl Central.
Hello, listeners and viewers.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Amber.
And we are sisters.
We are sisters. And this is Fangirl Central, where being a fangirl is central to our identity.
And today is the long-awaited
Part two
to our top 10 fandoms ranked.
Right. So we're gonna
be doing top five.
We're gonna finish the incredibly difficult idea that we came up with to rank our top 10 fandoms. Here we are at the top five. This is even harder than the top 10. And I don't even know if my top 10 are locked in.
I would like to discuss this tweet because it was in our top 6 through 10 fandoms and it's about 5 Seconds of Summer. Mm-hmm. Amber sent this tweet on Twitter. Into my Twitter DMs. It's up from the Five Sauce Family Update account. And she says, I'm getting married in 87 days and I really want a piano version Five Sauce song to walk down the aisle to. I'm thinking Take My Hand, but I wanted to ask you guys if you had any ideas.
So sweet. So I basically sent this tweet to Amanda because I was like, look at this tweet this update account is tweeting about, because the update accounts are famously run by, you know, normal fangirls like you and me and everyone.
But they used to be teenagers.
And like back in high school, the update accounts would come on and be like, hey guys, really sorry if I don't know where the boys are this week. It's finals week. And they would really like tell us about their personal lives. And so when I read this tweet, it made me kind of choke up because I was like, this update account is now talking about getting married. Like, we're growing.
And
like,
this is the life stuff that they're
tweeting about.
Like, we used this update account.
Yes. Like,
in Nashville in 2013.
Right. Like, this has been one. And so I was like, oh, this girl's getting married.
But that's so special.
So that was sweet. And that was wholesome.
As a review, do you know what your six through 10 was?
Yeah. I mean, I have it written down.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to just say mine. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
My 10 was Tim Burton. 9 was Teen Wolf, but I replaced it with 5 Seconds of Summer because I owned up to that. Mm. 8, One Direction. 7, The Social Network. 6, Doctor Who.
My 10 was, is Glee. And I want to replace it. My 10 is
what?
Now My Little Pony. Because I did talk about it in the last episode how important and cute My Little Pony was. And I am going, should I not do that? You're looking at me crazy. I'm just really stressed. I'm like, My Little Pony should kind of be in there, but I don't know how high up. And also,
I don't think it should be in there. It just, okay. So that's my personal honorable opinion. Mention.
But also listen, because I don't know where to put Five Seconds of Summer at this point. Because I don't know. Listen.
Amber, just say you're 6 through 10.
Okay. This is really hard for me, everyone. Currently, my 6 through 10 is 10, Glee. 9, Josh Hutcherson. 8, Justin Bieber. 7, CW Arrow and the Flash. I'm going to take that one off.
And then your 6?
And my 6 is Spider-Man. And that is a collection of all Spider-Mans.
And we can we can discuss if you want to change this.
I mean, my brain is spinning, everyone. I don't know what to do.
What would you replace CW Arrow and the Flash? What?
Girl, I don't know. Maybe that's where I'll put Disney. I'll put Disney at 7.
See, I think you should have Disney Channel on here because I disagree with all of that.
Okay.
Honorable mention stuff. You said it was like water to you.
Well, yes. And I understand that water is so important.
Exactly. Remember, we have a whole fucking Disney Channel musical review. Like,
but my thought process is that it is, it's like, it was like a constant that I didn't think about.
Are you going to make the Jonas Brothers separate from Disney Channel then? Like, because Joe Jonas.
My head is spinning.
Amber.
My head is absolutely spinning.
I'm looking at, listeners, I'm looking at Amber's list.
It don't look right.
Disney Channel and the Jonas Brothers is nowhere to be found on her list.
It don't look right. Okay.
Okay, so she replaced CW, Arrow, and the Flash with Disney Channel as number 7.
Yes. My explanation with Disney Channel is also the Jonas Brothers. I was obsessed with Jonas. I was obsessed with the Jonas Brothers. And I love Joe.
Yes. But Mrs. Jonas, famously.
As a child, I remember that I didn't really know a lot of the lyrics of their songs until I was older.
Amber!
And so that is why I'm like, I think he was more.
What were you singing at the concert? Were you singing anything at the concert?
My ass was shrieking. I wasn't really singing. Like, I was singing like the classics like SOS and Burn Up. And but when I think, I don't.
The Paranoid tour, you're not singing Paranoid?
I was singing Paranoid. I knew the lyrics.
Were you singing like,
I'm talking about like Hollywood?
Were you like, what about
I have to look it up. I have to,
what is that song that Joe Jonas wrote about Taylor Swift? Oh, you're much better.
Much better.
You didn't know that song?
No, I didn't know that song too.
Vines, Trying Times.
I'm talking about a little bit longer. I didn't know
Hollywood, Australia.
I didn't really know the words to song. Here it is.
To come, she won't bring my heart. Cause I know she'll be from Australia. She's so beautiful.
Yeah, okay.
Like, what is he talking about?
I don't know.
Joe Jonas is just saying, I want somebody who's blonde.
That's what he's always said his entire life.
He said,
life.
I want a skinny blonde girl. And that's
always,
what he got.
He did. But
no shade to him. It's just a fact.
It's just the facts. He literally always is talking about blondes. And he can go see Jonas and all of his love interests were like tall, skinny blonde girls. But anyways, what I was talking about was like, can't have you pushing me away. Sorry.
Pushing me away.
I know the chorus, but I didn't know the verses until I was like older.
And that's
so
fair.
So that's my hesitation. I was just like, I was a Jonas Brothers fan because Joe Jonas had the personality, had the charisma.
And I get that.
Grasped me.
I think you should replace CW and Arrow with, as number 7, you're going to replace with 5 Sauce?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll say, I love 5 Seconds of Summer. I had a very intense like obsession with them in like 2014 when One Direction was on hiatus, kind of. Real hiatus, not when they took a break and called it hiatus and then never came back. I'm talking about when they were really taking a break from tour and they were coming back for sure.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. I'm talking about in 2014, everyone.
Yeah, because you flew your ass to LA and said, we're going to a Five Sauce concert. And I was like, Amber, I'm literally in college.
I got addicted to their concerts is what happened.
Like, well, so did I.
I was like, actually, a concert is my gym quota for the month because I would wear my tennis shoes and shorts and like I would wear a t-shirt if I wanted to a Five Seconds Summer concert because I'm like, I'm ready to to dance, headbang, get whiplash, literally lose my mind. When Luke says jump, we jump.
Absolutely.
Ready. So maybe I should put five sauce somewhere else. See, I get passionate.
Just put it, just keep it at seven. I think five sauce is at seven
because I took a break from them. Like, I didn't like their second album very much. Sorry to everyone who did. Like, I know they have good songs on that album now that I've, like, gone back and listened to it. There are some gems. It's not my favorite album.
Yeah, it's not my favorite album either.
Came back in for Youngblood, and mm-hmm. they are all hot and talented, and I'm proud of them. To keep it moving along, I'm going to go ahead and say my number five.
Yeah, what's your five?
Because my number five, as we were discussing, we did put Disney Channel at five because, yes, it was Black Water. And so I'm just going to put it at, like, I'm going to give it its flowers by putting it in my top five.
Mm-hmm.
But also recognize that it was such a, it was such a constant that I really didn't think about it. Like, it was just air.
But it was your fangirl birth by fire.
Yeah.
Like Jonas Brothers, Hannah Montana, like Raven.
It was kind of a signed agreement Girls. That if you give it to me from Disney Channel, I'm on board.
And mine's like going to be higher than
that. It's a contract.
Disney Channel's higher than that for me. Okay. For sure.
And I understand that for you.
Because my five is Sherlock Holmes as a concept.
Talk about that.
That's my number five.
Because that's extensive.
I watched BBC Sherlock
mm-hmm.
like December of 2011. Got so many friends from it. Like, I'm still friends with my friend Hannah. Shout out Hannah.
Hey, Hannah.
Who is also in our Comic Con troupe.
Yes.
We've known each other since 2011. Follow each other on Tumblr. I just lost my mind. I loved Benedict Cumberbatch. I loved Benedict Cumberbatch. And it led me to, like, the second Sherlock Holmes movie was coming out. And so I watched the first one. And then we went to the movie theater to watch it. And Sherlock was dying left and right in all of the things that I was watching and reading. Cause then I read the Sherlock Holmes collect like volume 1 and 2
uh-huh.
and he died in all three. Okay.
That's insane.
He died at the end of season 2 and I had not gotten to the part where he comes back to life in the book. So I thought he was dead and I went into the shower. I blasted Feel So Close by Calvin Harris
Manta.
So loud and I sobbed.
Oh my God.
Even louder.
Oh,
in the shower. And then I came out of the shower with the biggest headache of my life, slowly got dressed, and then I opened up the Sherlock Holmes volume 2 and he was alive.
Oh my God. I didn't always know. Like, it was like a new fact that I learned that he died often. I didn't know that.
And then he died at the end of the second movie too. And I'm like, bitch, I get a break?
Same with Spider-Man though. Like, I didn't know that it was frequent that he would just be dying in those comics. I don't be reading.
There was
comments.
That one time that Doc Ock mm-hmm. like came back to life, switched his body with Spider-Man, and then killed Spider-Man in Doc Ock's body. So Doc Ock is now in Peter Parker's body, and Peter Parker is dead. And that's when I stopped reading comics. So I said, that's too much.
That's absolutely enough.
I'm not doing this.
Oh my God. No. I also want to talk. We don't have to talk about it, but I just have to say that Far From Home was an experience.
Such an experience. And we are going to, Amber's going to read that letter
someday.
I'm going
to read y'all the letter I wrote to Andrew Garfield because y'all need to hear it. And so does Andrew.
Not right now, but someday.
But are you ready for my fourth?
I'm ready for the fourth.
So I put Teen Wolf as my fourth.
It's higher for you than it is for me. I think that's fair.
That's fair. It's fair because when Tyler Hoechlin as Derek makes his appearance, season 3, episode 1, he's like gone the whole episode. That we don't know where he is. They haven't shown him. It literally moves me to immediately raise from the couch and twerk. I'm like, Derek!
I love season 3A because of Isaac.
Isaac is pretty.
Isaac is so hot. And I did read a lot of Scott and Isaac fanfic. Because
I think Derek
Isaac,
is gay as hell.
You know, when Isaac was staying at Scott's house and then they become like best friends, I was mm-hmm. like, that's kind of gay.
I think Derek is gay as hell. I think
everybody on that show is.
Yes.
I also read like a lot of Styles and Danny fanfic because Danny was gay.
I really didn't read Teen Wolf fanfiction. I was like, I will take all as is, except make all of them gay.
I just like thought they were all so hot. Like I even remember when we met because, okay, did we even tell this story? Like when we went to Comic-Con and it was the first time we ever slept outside. We had to like go to Walmart and get tents and sleeping bags for the first time. And we were like, we don't know what we're doing.
We're going to roll up at 2 a.m. and the line was already pretty extensive.
So long. And we got it was the, it was like the everybody line. It was like there's Hall H and then there's everybody else. And then we went to the ballroom 20 line and I had literally the time of my life in that line.
It was really fun to just be like, we had our backpacks and we were working on the thrill. Like we were like, we didn't have much rest, but we were running on the actual thrill and adrenaline of like, we're about to see the cast of Teen Wolf at the end of the day.
And we were so far back, but we kept getting closer and closer.
We're changing out because not everybody is there for Teen Wolf. They would leave. And so if everybody's leaving, you would have to like run to the front of the hall and find your seat. It's literally an extreme sport.
It's going an extreme sport because you have to pick up all your bags and tents. I'm telling you, people have tents.
People hop over
people
seats.
Hop over the seats.
The way we secured our final seats in the third row for Teen Wolf, when we started in the very back of the room, we were in the third row. We secured it. That last
move.
Seat, it was a quick, swift leg over.
Another quick, swift leg over because we were in the fifth row and we said, there's three seats in the third row. Should we get them? We quick, swift leg over.
Yeah, and we and the thing is, down.
The thing is, we were in that room because of BBC Sherlock.
Right.
Because the schedule came out 2 weeks before we were going to our first Comic-Con ever. This is a month after we met 5 Seconds of Summer and went to Take Me Home.
Yes.
Okay? Summer 2013 was fucking insane.
It's a very powerful summer.
We saw the schedule.
10 years ago.
God. We saw the schedule. I said, I want to go to this panel. It's BBC Sherlock. But the Teen Wolf panel is like later in the day and we could just stay there. Should we watch Teen Wolf right now?
And
We had never seen it.
We were like, you know, Tyler Posey was going to be on that panel with
the
Sherlock.
Entertainment Weekly's Brave New Warriors.
Heroes.
Also, Steven Yeun was on that and he was so hot too. I was like, who the fuck is this hot man?
Steven
I've never
Young,
seen Walking Dead.
Matt Smith.
Tyler Posey
and Sherlock was on it?
No. Okay. No. Benedict Cumberbatch, he never went to Comic-Con.
Okay. But we were like, oh, Tyler Posey's going to be on this panel. So let's
watch.
He's going to be on this panel with Doctor Who. We were there for Doctor
Who. We were there for Sherlock and Doctor Who.
We were there for Sherlock, but we were going to stay till the
end
of the day.
And Doctor Who, because I was like, I want to see Matt Smith and Sherlock. And then we're like, oh, but then Tyler Posey and Teen Wolf.
But Tyler Posey was so famously, we were like, oh, we don't watch that show, but we know that name and we know that it belongs to a hot face. And we're going to see him. That's exciting. And then we saw the Teen Wolf panel was before that.
It was after. It was the last panel of the day. Teen Wolf was his last. So
oh,
I was
right.
Like,
we saw
let's
Tyler
stay.
And so we were like, yeah, let's might as well stay. And so then we watched the whole series.
Was it three? It was 3A. 3A had been out. It was only 1, 2, and 3A was out.
Right.
And so we watched all of it.
Half of 3A, not even all of 3A. Like we because remember after that week.
Oh,
we,
yeah. They showed us a sneak peek of the next episode.
Yeah. And we watched it when we were home again in Memphis. And we were like,
but we binged it and then we binged it twice.
We binged
and then
it.
We had our mom watch it and we watched it with her too.
Yeah, so we started it 2 weeks. No, we binged it three times in 2 weeks. We binged it and then we said, that was great. Let's watch it again. And then we're like, mother,
so
you
by
know
the,
we're going to be in this room. You should probably pick up on this. We'll watch it with you though. Don't worry.
So by the time we were sitting in that third row for the Teen Wolf panel, we were manic. Like absolutely vibrating.
Like manic, like literally a pack of wolves. A pack of wolves.
And
starving wolves.
It was the best panel I've ever seen in my life.
It was so good.
Everyone has so much chemistry.
Cries at Dylan O'Brien.
Like at least one girl is sobbing at Dylan O'Brien at
and
the
he's
mic.
Just sitting there
like she's like
it.
Trying to ask him a question and she's sobbing and he's like, you know, he's
you
being so
it.
Nice.
And she'll be like, he gave up. You are just so beautiful and you mean so much. And he's just like looking at her with knitted eyebrows, just like.
And
uh-huh.
He hugged one girl 1 year. So then after the panel, they were like, we're announcing this. We're doing a meet and greet at Petco Park right after this. And I didn't even take a second to process it. We all leapt up, jumped over the remaining three rows and took off. We gave our mother was like, girls, give me your bags.
She put her bags. One on the front and she said,
and
I'm
she said,
get there, y'all take
she
off.
Said, go. And we took off. We ran down the steps of ballroom 20, down the sidewalk, across the train tracks,
up the steps of the bridge, across the bridge, down the steps.
Into Petco Park and we got in the line and it was already wrapped around the building. So we were like, there's no way we're getting here. But it was the line
for the whole activation.
So then we were like second in line for Teen
Wolf.
When
they released us, they were like, this little glow, like igloo type thing is is where the signing is. Not a soul was there yet.
No.
It was us, and then like four fangirls came behind us and we were in the front.
And it was amazing. When I met Crystal Reed, I was like so gobsmacked by how beautiful she was that I could barely even speak to her. And I think this was like gay panic because I was like, I was not anticipating not being able to speak to a woman.
Right.
Because I was anticipating not being able to speak to Dylan boys, O'Brien.
That's clear. But yeah, because no,
but I was like,
panic.
I was like, I have a video of it. Like, it's on YouTube, y'all. I say, you're so pretty. And she's like, oh, thank you.
It's because she's smiling with like these eyelashes and like,
and her
like,
dimples.
Like squinting. I can't.
Her dimples?
Yeah. But also,
and her eyelashes.
But also, I've always had a thing for redheads. Shout out to Chelsea Daniels. And Holland Roden was right next to Crystal.
Yeah. And Holland Roden was also beautiful. We met her, me and my friends from high school met her at Versailles.
Right.
And it was before I watched Teen Wolf and I was like, what? And then I told her, I was like, me and my friends met you in Versailles.
And she remembered.
This summer, like last month. And she was like, oh yeah, I was with my mom.
That's so cute.
But yeah, we hugged Daniel Sharman. And then Tyler Posey wasn't even there. He stepped away to talk to his fiance who he didn't even get married to.
Right. I think he stepped away to get engaged that night.
Stop.
Okay, but also I want to say that I said to Dylan O'Brien, I said, I'm so excited that you're about to be in Maze Runner and we just watched you in the internship.
Oh yeah, I said he was good in the internship too and he's like, thank you so much.
That boy in the internship really does something to me. I think I talked about it in another episode.
Yeah.
I know I sound a little extreme. It's really not a big part, but it was a really good movie and I watched, I loved, internship was one of my comfort films that I would just put on.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
My fourth is going to be, oh, this is so fucking hard because
it is.
It's like going to be, it's like a, some things are tied.
Let me see. I need to look at what Amanda's
doing. I think that my fourth, just based on, because this is based on length of time and intensity. Oh.
If we have the same three, we should say it at the same time.
I think that my fourth is going to be
Oh, my.
It's a toss up for me between, between,
oh, no. I'm looking at what she's looking at.
This isn't good, y'all. This isn't good, y'all.
I don't know.
I think that the fourth has to be Twilight.
Okay. I was going to lean towards Twilight. Because even though Twilight was like your 13
thing. It burned bright and fast and hard, but it didn't last through high school and college and now. I will always love Twilight. I will always love watching that first movie. And also, I literally have seen all 5 movies three times a year.
Yeah.
Since it came out.
Yeah.
Probably more during quarantine. However, I dropped off after, by the time Breaking Dawn Part 2 had come out, I had already left the fandom. Yeah,
right.
And I was like, this isn't going to affect me. And then cut to me sobbing at the end credits.
1,000 Years by Christina Perry.
And every single person who's ever been in the Twilight series.
That
and I know a lot
crazy.
Of people were like, that was so stupid, but I really loved it. And I was so sentimental about it.
Because
I was like, I was in seventh grade. That this was my entire adolescence.
That movie, that movie, I remember I went to go see Breaking Dawn Part 2 literally at the noon showing on a random Sunday because I was like, I'm really just trying to finish out this journey. I don't really care. I don't need to see it at midnight or whatever. And I went with my friend from high school at the time, and I was like sobbing. She was like, it's time to go. We have to go. And I was like, well, I can't go out there. It's the daylight. I can't get myself together.
It was like, I went to the, Eclipse was the first midnight premiere I ever went to because,
was it?
Yeah, because it was in 2011. It was in 2010. It was 10.
10.
Because New Moon was 2009.
Right.
It was the first midnight premiere I went to because, and I'll just say it, I wasn't into Harry Potter until eighth grade. And so I didn't go to any of those midnight premieres mm-hmm. until the last two.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I will say about that. But
yeah.
Cause I don't, it's not on my list. It would be, but for other reasons, it's not.
Y'all know the reasons.
So Twilight is my fourth because it burned so, I had a full drawer of Twilight memorabilia, posters, two hoodies. I had a hoodie. I still have the hoodie from Twilight.
Edward sized
door poster. Jacob door sized poster.
Edward-sized door poster.
A huge Edward poster that's about this big. So much stuff. And I love that series, and I always will love that series. It's so bad. Robert and Kristen.
It was honestly a prop. It was glued to you. Amanda always had a book from the series with her.
With me in seventh and eighth grade. Yeah.
But I will say.
Or maybe just seventh grade.
You putting Twilight before the one that you're going to put your three, I'm not going to spoil it, is probably the same sentiment I have for putting Josh Hutcherson so far back because it was a intense burning sensation of gotta get every DVD on in the house.
And that's why he deserves to be there.
And that's why he deserves to be on the list. But at the same time, it did fizzle out so quickly and I don't know where that boy is now. I have no idea where he is. He's 5'5".
Because he doesn't have any Instagram presence.
I wasn't saying he's 5'5 for any reason for his fizzle out. I just remembered that fact.
He's
recently.
So hot. I've been rewatching. Been rewatching Hunger Games, and he just is so incredibly attractive.
It's actually jump scare when Peeta comes on and catching fire.
It's such a jump scare when he comes on catching fire.
Me and Tiana were watching it, and he comes on, and I go, oh!
And Tiana's me and Esty were watching it, and I go, oh!
Yeah. Tiana was in the kitchen, and she was like, I don't know if we've actually talked about this. Does he really do that to you? And I was like,
Absolutely. Look at his face. Look at those cheekbones. Look at his eyes.
His eyes.
Look at his mouth.
His eyelashes.
We have to stop.
Okay, we're moving on. Josh Hutcherson.
The Hunger Games is not even on either of our lists.
If I were ever to see Josh Hutcherson out at a party at the grocery store, I would just be so delighted. I would just get the biggest smile on my face.
Me too. I would love to work with him as well.
Right. He's adorable.
He's a great actor.
He's adorable in interviews and he's a great actor.
He's been a great actor since we were children. He's a great actor of our time.
Of our generation. He was Little Manhattan. He was in
Little Manhattan.
Earth.
Zathura
with Kristen Bell. With Kristen Stewart.
And with Kristen Bell's ex-husband?
Yeah.
Dax Shepard.
With Kristen Bell's ex-husband. Okay, so I think that we should go ahead and say our top three together.
Because it's our three is the same one.
Coincidentally.
One, two, three.
Avatar
the Last
Airbender.
Long ago, the four nations lived together in harmony. Then everything changed when the Fire Nation attacked. 100 years passed, and my brother and I discovered the new Avatar.
No, you said only we missed.
100 years passed.
And you missed the Avatar.
Only the Avatar. Okay.
Long ago, the four nations lived together in harmony. Then everything changed when the Fire Nation attacked. Only the Avatar, the master of all four elements, could stop them. But when the world needed him most, he vanished. 100 years passed, and my brother and I discovered the new Avatar, an airbender named Aang.
And
although his airbending skills are great, he has a lot to learn before he's ready to save anyone. Ugh!
But I believe Aang can save the world.
Previously on Avatar.
Okay, we got there.
Okay.
But that's why it's our third.
Our third.
Because we were so fucking crazy about Avatar
Like, we
last
briefly
Airbender.
Mentioned it, but we went delirious over Avatar
like,
Last Airbender.
Literally.
Like, we would stop, we would start it, and watch the whole thing, start over
we
again.
We would watch, like, 15 episodes a day.
Yeah.
Like, we would get through, like, and I would be disappointed that we hadn't finished a season in a day.
Mm-hmm. It was, like, the summer.
And then we finished season two, and I had to go to dance camp for a week.
Yeah, and we were like, we're not
going to
watch it.
I was the most depressed I've ever been, because we watched the first episode of season three, and it was so depressing, because, like, Zuko betrayed us all.
But we called
Aang has hair.
But the thing is, we were like, okay, let's just finish out season two, and then not even start season three, because Amanda's going to be gone for, like, a two-week dance camp? It was a long
and I didn't even want to fucking go.
Right. And so when we finished season two, Aang, spoiler, dies. And so we were like, now we can't stop here. We must figure out if
yeah, we have to
okay.
figure out if it's
like, we have to find out if he's alive. So we watched the first episode of the third season. And if y'all remember, he has hair because he hasn't been shaving it because he's been in a coma. And he's on a Fire Nation boat. And it's like
and
really
it's
depressing.
So fucking depressing because Zuko like almost became good and then he didn't. And he betrayed his uncle.
His
and
uncle's
it was
in
so
jail.
Fucking depressing.
It's just sad. And we were like,
disturbing
okay,
to me and my home girls.
I guess we just go to fucking bed then and pick up in 2 weeks.
And I was like, this is gonna be a suck. This season's gonna suck.
Yeah, we were like, oh, we shouldn't even watch the end of the show. They done killed Aang and da 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 da.
And then we watched it and we were like, this is the best season of my life.
Season three.
Like
goes
the season,
crazy.
The finale is like one of the best TV finales I've ever seen.
The and whole last five episodes, like every little Zuko field trip they have, that is the greatest arc I've ever seen. I love it.
To this day, it's my favorite show. Like nothing else tops it.
I do have one more show on my top five, but if I'm being honest, the love I feel for these shows are tied.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
The only reason I put this other one before it is because I watched it every summer for longer.
And what is that? Your number two.
And my number two is Degrassi. Degrassi, The Next Generation. Degrassi Junior High, Degrassi The Next Generation, and Degrassi. And Degrassi First Class really needed some help, and so I'm not going to include that in the umbrella.
Amber has them all on DVD, and she would watch like 13 seasons of television every summer
every
for a while.
Every single summer, it was like, school's out, my ass is on the couch with my Degrassi DVDs. We're watching one season a day. That is 24 episodes. I would watch it in 2 weeks because there were 12 seasons, and my ass wouldn't move. I would stay up till 4 a.m.,
and this is why
I finish the season.
This is why Degrassi has a bad taste in my mouth, because as a fangirl, I was so annoyed with you because I didn't want to watch Degrassi. And if I wanted to be in the playroom on my computer, I had to have Degrassi on in the background. But the reason I let you do it was because deep down inside, even though I was a bitchy older sister, mm-hmm. I did respect the fandom. Right. I was like, well, you have to, like, there's no other choice.
Just let me
She's
do
gonna
my
do it.
Yeah.
You know?
And it wasn't even like that was the first run. Like, because usually when I would watch it, I would watch, like, when I was rewatching it, it would be in the family room downstairs. But the first run, when I got them for Christmas, I did hold Amanda hostage and take over the TV. And
I've seen so many different pieces. Like, I've seen Drake get shot like 5 times. Ooh. And there's some scenes that I've never seen.
Yeah. And that's why I really want to sit down and watch the whole thing with you, but I know that's torture.
I don't want
to
watch the whole thing. I'll watch some episodes, though.
I'll pick out some nice ones. But I just, like, it was honestly kind of insane for me to do this, because I always would know when season six was coming, and I was like, oh, God, JT is about to leave us. And I would wrap myself in a blanket and get so close to the TV and just holler sob every single death episode. Whatever it takes. Oh, yeah. I can do every single theme song variation. I can do 1 to 2, and then they changed again to 3 to 4, 3 to 5, and then they took the words out for 6 to 7, and then they got the girl for 8, and then they got the guy for 9, and they got another girl for 10, and then they changed again for 11.
That's fandom.
Yeah.
That's fandom.
And I can sing every single variation.
My number two.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not still... This is where it gets a little... These are fandoms. These are, like, all-time fandoms. And I feel like because... We're adults. My number two is Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to clarify this.
And be so clear.
By saying I'm not still obsessed with Marvel because Marvel is still going on. Mm-hmm. You know, Twilight's in the past. Like, it's not on.
Yes.
Like, a lot of these things. Like, Avatar The Last Airbender is a show that went off.
Yes.
Although I'm still obsessed with the universe. Mm-hmm. I'm not obsessed with the MCU right now.
Yeah.
Because I'm disappointed in everything they've done since 2014. Like, there's only a few things... Mm-hmm. And projects since then that really affected me in the way that it used to. Mm-hmm. And that's like Black Panther, because mm-hmm. obviously mm-hmm. it was like, I'd never seen black people on screen like that. And I went to the world premiere.
Oh, I forgot.
Like I went to the red carpet premiere and I was in the same section as Taika Waititi. Like I was sitting, I saw him just standing there and I was like, this is just an out-of-body experience. And so I got to experience it with, like, all the people that work on Marvel and all these black people, and it meant a lot to me. I really liked Loki.
I liked Loki a lot. So much so that I got a t-shirt at Comic-Con. I stopped getting Marvel-related t-shirts, but I liked Loki so much that I got a Miss Time t-shirt.
Right. Like, I just feel like they're just doing too much.
They need to reset. They're throwing money at it, and they need to reset.
They just put in too many like quips now. Like ever since Guardians of the Galaxy, everything has to be funny and nothing can be like meaningful.
Real, yeah.
I think the last movie that did that was Endgame. I actually really, really like, really liked Endgame because it was like, I always liked the Avengers movies the most, like the Avengers comics too. And so Marvel to me means like under this umbrella is Avengers as a concept.
Be
that's
so clear.
That's Amber. Avengers as a concept, which means the comics and them like being a gang. I read so many Avengers fanfics, including Steve and Bucky, Captain America. Like I read all the comics from like 1994 to like 2014 to get like into the zone when I was in high school. And it just like, it was like such a big part of my life. Mm-hmm. Like I loved Peter Parker, Wade Wilson, which I've said before on a podcast episode. Mm-hmm. X-Men First Class, there was a lot of gay stuff happening in that fandom. Mm-hmm. Like Magneto and Professor X prequel being best friends into enemies, like was just, you had to be there in 2011 on Tumblr if you want to know. Mm-hmm. And then fucking finally, mm-hmm. Sebastian Stan is this umbrella.
Okay, I respect that you put him under an umbrella because this is a very hard feat to do, to like get a top 10. And so I respect that. I mean, I understand and I respect that you're putting him under an umbrella. But he is such an honorable important mention.
He's not an honorable mention. He is part of Marvel. Like he's part of Marvel for me. And also he's just a man. He's not a fandom.
You're right, because I didn't put anybody.
Put Josh Hutcherson.
I put Josh Hutcherson. Yeah, but he's just a man. See, but I understand. We're going to put him
obsessions.
Under the umbrella.
If we're talking about obsessions, then yes, Sebastian Stan counts. But fandom. he was so part of Marvel like the whole time. Like I was like when Winter Soldier came out, I was like shaking in the theater waiting for it to come on. And he's barely in that movie. I wish he was in it more. But like I watched Captain America and then I watched Political Animals and I was like, oh my God, he's Bucky. He's so hot. I'm obsessed with him. He's making out with a man in this and a woman. Like he had like a threesome in Political Animals. And I was like, what's going on? And then I went back and watched Captain America again. Mm-hmm. And then I started reading the Winter Soldier comics.
Okay.
And then they announced that Winter Soldier was the next Captain America movie. And I was like, uh-oh, let me buy every DVD I can find of Sebastian Stan.
Right.
In preparation for this movie, and let me watch every interview I can find of Sebastian Stan. But at the same time, I was watching Captain America interviews of like Chris Evans. Like Chris Evans was
hot.
He was underneath Sebastian Stan, but because I wasn't as obsessed with Chris Evans, Sebastian Stan I think hit me right when my like puberty hormones were coming in the most.
Right.
And he was intense. We flew to New York to go see him on Broadway, a picnic. We did stand outside the stage door. Mm-hmm. And meet him two nights in a row.
And Craig from Degrassi, who was playing, Jake Epstein was on Spider-Man that same trick.
Degrassi and Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Both on your top 10.
Both on my top. We love this.
We love this.
I've been bitching about how this was such a hard thing to do, but I'm so glad that we have this now.
Are you gonna say you're not okay? So, but Marvel, what? Like, I read Marvel's so many like fan fictions about like the Avengers in their tower, which never happened in the movies. Like, they all live in the tower together, and like Steve and Bucky are dating, and like these two are dating, and blah blah blah.
They had that one scene in
the Age of Ultron. I just want a New Girl style show about the Avengers. That's all I want.
That's what everybody wants. That's actually what everyone wants.
Come on, do it, Marvel. I also watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Quit fucking around.
All that shit.
Quit doing a bunch of crazy shit.
Quit fucking.
give us the Avengers in a New Girl style sitcom.
Please.
On Disney Plus. Okay. So it's time.
It's time.
But before it's time, I want to say Marvel's not on my list. It was an honorable mention because I did love Marvel, camped out for it. I will say as a relative to Amanda, I kind of like came on into that fandom.
Okay.
Embrace me as a hug. I want to do honorable mention Chris Evans. I did used to walk around saying I would have 9 of his kids. I would not. I want to take that back, but I did used to walk around saying I would.
And I would like to say honorable mentions, you know, Glee in the Heights, Justin Bieber, Invader Zim, Mamma Mia, Percy Jackson, Team Star Kid, and that was by nature of Harry Potter. But Harry Potter's not an honorable mention, and Team Star Kid is mm-hmm. a Harry Potter musical. Was my life for a while. Mm-hmm. Little Mix, Fifth Harmony, Star Trek, the original series, and the 2009 Star Trek movie.
For me, Adventure Time and Naked Brothers Band, honestly.
Miyazaki, Howl's Moving Castle, there was a sexual element there. I did say on the last episode that there was no sexual element to Miyazaki. I'm wrong. I was sickeningly attracted to Howl.
Sickeningly. Wait, did you say that there was no sexual attraction?
I said no sexual element of Hayao Miyazaki. And I was not talking about Miyazaki himself. I mean Howl. Like,
okay.
Christian Bale was, I did have a Christian Bale phase.
Amanda was sickeningly attracted to Howl, and I was like, sickeningly. I see it. Also, Josh Hutcherson's in that movie.
Yeah, Josh Hutcherson is in that movie. Merlin, BBC Merlin, and I do need to address Super Who Murloc. I was not in the Supernatural fandom, but I unfortunately had to see a lot of it on Tumblr. And
everybody on Tumblr had to see the Supernatural fandom.
And I was a part of the Who Murloc part of that. Like, like strongly. Mm-hmm. So many Murther fan fictions. Mm. And Danny Phantom.
Mm. I want to mention Aaron Carter. And I also want to mention Mary-Kate and Ashley, because this isn't a fandom, but we know all those dances to the You're Invited parties. And so I kind of think that should be an honorable mention.
Lord of the Rings.
Amanda,
Lord of the Rings.
Amanda locked me in a room to watch Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. I cried so hard I had a headache when I watched the last movie. I was late to that too because I didn't like boy stuff until I was in middle school. And then finally, Our Flag Means Death. I mention it on another episode, but I do just want to shout out Our Flag Means Death. It's new, mm-hmm. but it's still burning as hot mm-hmm. today as it was a year ago.
Oh my God.
So as soon as the season 2 trailer drops, you know where to find me. I'll be in my room sobbing. And that's all the honorable mentions for me.
I feel so horrible for not watching the show. I need to watch it so that I can get it.
Please. I dressed as Blackbeard at Comic-Con last year. I might do it again.
One more honorable mention. I want to say Once Upon a Time. I did like that show. I fell off and then I went back and watched the whole thing in the pandemic.
I like that show too. I wasn't obsessed with it though.
Captain Hook.
Captain Hook's hot.
Has some nice eyeliner, Captain Hook. And are we ready?
We're ready. I think it's obvious.
It's really fucking obvious what my number one is, everyone. It's One Direction.
I'm so shocked.
It is One Direction. That is a British-Irish boy band that lasted from the years about 2010 to roughly the end of 2015.
Amber, I can't with you saying British-Irish boy band. I also, when we were watching the Louis movie, I was noting that they kept saying One Direction. And I was they probably say like a lot of celebrities' names differently over in England, but because they're British, we hear it all the time. Like, yeah. One Direction.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, I've never said One Direction in my life.
Never, unless I'm imitating the X Factor voiceover.
Yeah, me too.
But just to talk about One Direction.
One of them, like One Direction. Who was that? Liam?
That kind of sounded like Liam from Adventures of One Direction.
And I also, that One Direction's on my top 10 because it was so fucking like powerful, Amber's obsession.
It was blasting throughout the house.
That it really blasted me in the face.
It actually got...
I had two pictures of Louis on my mirror.
It got our father. I mean, he was singing She's Not Afraid in the car with me. And also... I'm like all he had. Zhang was his favorite because he was an artist. Like, I mean, it was a family affair. I want to talk about One Direction. I know that I talk about One Direction a lot, but since we're doing a ranking, I'm just going to say it in a nice little bow. One Direction is my number one because they got me through high school. I latched on to them around summer before freshman year. I was just like, these boys are funny, but I'm not going to get obsessed because I had just finished being obsessed with Justin Bieber. And before that it was Joe. And I was like, it's not going to be that type of thing.
It's going to be much worse.
It's going to be 10 times worse. Like, I was so blindsided by this. I literally went into it like, I just think that they're kind of funny. And I don't care about them that much. And then I watched their Nickelodeon special with them, like recording Up All Night or something. Mm-hmm. And I fell.
They did get us. They did get the Americans through that Nickelodeon special.
I fell all the way down into a hole. I plummeted. I immediately went to YouTube, found every single video that was out there of them. I filled up maybe four playlists, One Direction 1, One Direction 2, One Direction, and a full YouTube playlist, for those who don't know, is 200 videos. So that's about 800 videos, and I got that in a week. And I was like, I think I have it all. And then from then on, I just kept on collecting any type of intel I would get.
It was like your job.
I was like, yeah.
It was your job.
It's my job to keep all of the One Direction archives in a space where I can find them.
And you didn't get me until I listened to Rock Me, and I was like, this is cool, and I'm a Louis girl forever and always.
Right.
And then that led up to the short, which you can watch on YouTube, The Day I Didn't Meet One Direction.
I actually would highly suggest you guys go to YouTube and watch The Day I Didn't Meet One Direction. I don't think I've ever given my two cents. I feel like Amanda's always the one who's doing our promo. I want to go ahead and sign off and say you guys really need to watch this. It's relatable.
We're going to say my number one and then we're going to get out of here.
Okay.
Because we have a whole ass episode on it.
Yeah.
Because my number one is Disney Channel. It will always be Disney Channel.
Yes.
And if you play anything from Disney Channel, I will get up and I will dance and sing to it.
Right.
We're talking High School Musical, Hannah Montana, That's So Raven, Cheetah Girls, Camp Rock, Jonas Brothers.
Cut off era 2010. That's kind of when we started.
Anything but 2000 to 2010 is the Lizzie McGuire movie. Please, I'm telling you that it is still entrenched in me. I am a musical girl. I am a dance girl. I need musical song and dance. I need to be zany. That's So Raven.
Triple threat. That was the DNA. That was our DNA.
Multifaceted, behind the scenes, Kenny Ortega shouting at the children.
Absolutely doing it all.
Strut like you mean it.
A creative by definition. All types of the sort.
Bet on It by Zac Efron. Zac Efron proving himself as a singer in High School Musical 2 after having to lip sync in High School Musical 1. That's my culture.
Mm-hmm. Sharpay taking slow songs and making them amazing.
Sharpay taking slow songs and just reinventing
them. And Sharpayifying them.
And the movie saying that we need, that the slow song is better? No.
Right.
So that's my number one, and we do have an entire episode on it.
And we have an entire episode on One Direction,
so
too.
So go listen to it. And we also have an entire musical review on it. We are doing it in May at the Elysian Theater in Los Angeles. It's called Disney Vortex, an autobiographical musical review by us, starring us.
Yes.
We do drag, dance, and song. And that's why it's my number one. We have projects about both of our number ones for a reason.
For a reason.
The Day I Didn't Meet One Direction, Break Out of the Disney Vortex.
I want to go ahead and say that we will post our finalized lists on our Instagram page, fangirl.central.
Follow us at fangirl.central on Instagram.
See those locked in lists.
Follow me at Amanda Lane Miller.
And follow me at Amber L. Miller. I really don't know my Instagram handle. Find me, everyone.
That was it.
Thank you.
This has been another episode of Fangirl Central. A tough, tough episode to do.
A really tough one, but thank you
for
guys
listening.
For coming through the journey with us.
And as always, keep it chaotic.
And here comes the music. Oh, are y'all dancing?
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers.
With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.